This is Monitor, and I'm Skitch Henderson here in Radio Central, and tonight we'll bring you a concert that includes some of the finest music ever written, played by the world's leading orchestras. Of course, we'll touch on other topics, too, and right now sit back and enjoy Groucho. Say, Fenneman, tell us, what's tonight's secret word?
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word is street, S-T-R-E-E-T.
Really?
You bet your life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Well, here I am again, starting my 13th year of You Bet Your Life. And when we started, Fenneman was just a little boy in short pants. Now he's just a little boy in long pants. George, tell him how much money is at stake tonight.
Well, we're starting a new quiz tonight, and each of our couples could win up to $10,000.
And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100.
And Groucho will meet our first couple in just a moment.
The Red Cross is on the job when you need it. Now it's your turn. The Red Cross needs you. There's a rule we've all been taught, so let's heed it. Do for others as you'd have them do for you. Whenever things get tough anywhere, the Red Cross is there to make them easier to bear. You can be sure that when you need them, they'll come through. And that's all the Red Cross ever asks of you.
Groucho, Pamela Jason and Harold Abbott are waiting to converse with you, so folks, come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. Pamela Jason and Harold Abbott, huh? Pamela, may I call you Pam?
Yes, of course.
Good. Where are you from, Pam?
I'm from Beverly Hills and originally from New York.
Married, I presume?
Huh? Not at the moment.
No. Well, were you married 10 minutes ago?
No.
Are you looking around?
Well, not especially, but no. If the right man comes along.
Exactly what should he be like? I mean, could you give us an approximation of what you're after?
Well, I suppose he should be intelligent and a good provider and a lot of fun and handsome. Sort of a Prince Charming on a white horse.
Oh, shucks, Pam, you embarrass me. Talking about me that-a-way. Oh, shucks. Your name is Harold Shucks. Harold... Harold Abbott, huh?
Harold Abbott.
Where are you from?
Kansas City, Missouri. Born down in Webb City, down in the southwest corner of the state.
Are you married?
Very, very much so, yes.
Are you happily married?
Very.
Have you ever thought of consulting a good psychologist about this unusual condition that you're in? What sort of work do you do, Hal?
I'm in charge of the Dale Carnegie courses out in the Middle West, in the 6 Middle Western states.
What is that? Is that they give away libraries?
No, that's the Andrew. No, Dale Carnegie wrote that wonderful book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and later on, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. And the course is conducted in several hundred cities, in fact, every city of any size. And
how'd you ever get involved in this kind of a tricky racket?
Well, I spent the first 38 years of my life with an inferiority complex as big as this house, as big as a great big house. Mm-hmm. I was afraid of most everyone.
That wasn't
everything.
A complex, that was a duplex.
Apartment house. It was apartment house. Good big apartment house.
In what way did you feel inferior at the time?
Well, I thought that everyone that had a bathroom in their home, they were better than I.
No, they were just cleaner.
You're right there. No, I had a big round tub that I used.
Yeah, you still have, I mean.
You should have said it a year ago.
Well, I'd like it. Could you bring it around sometime? Do you think many people suffer from inferiority complexes?
Yes, I believe I'm safe in saying, Groucho, that 90% of the people listening to this program right now, to some degree, have an inferiority complex.
I don't think that's true. 90% of the people watching this program right now are sound asleep. And the other 10 have turned off their sets. What would you suggest I do to improve myself?
Well, one of my favorite formulas is to start each morning by thinking pleasant thoughts and even going beyond that, giving a pleasant smile and saying a happy good morning to the first 15 people you meet, including your own family. Mm-hmm.
The garbage man is in for a shock when I open the door and kiss him good morning. He's going to crawl right back in his can. I want to ask you a question. If I meet 30 people the first day, could it be arranged so I don't have to meet anybody the next day? Now, if you say so, tomorrow morning, I give a cheery hello to the first 15 people I meet.
Including your own family.
Oh, I couldn't do that. Huh? I wouldn't get up at all in that case. I'll tell you, if I meet the first 15 people, by the time I get to number 16, he's going to wish he'd never been born. Well, I hate to put an end to this conversation because it was very scientific. Let's see how much you two can win in the quiz. George, suppose you tell him how to play this, huh?
Well, as you can see there...
Are you playing with toys now?
No, this is pretty important to these people. The box is divided into hundreds, $200, and $300 questions. Of course, the $100 ones are fairly simple. The $200 ones are more difficult, and the $300 ones are pretty tough. Now, you get four questions. You get to keep all the money you win, and the object of the game is to earn at least $500, because if you do, you can come back at the end of the show and try for $10,000. So out of four questions, try to get a total of $500.
Okay, you understand it?
Right.
Now, what category did they select, George?
Professions of famous people, right?
Yes. What'd you pick, Emma? Mm-hmm.
Being conservative, I'll start with 100.
A 100?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Who was Paul, what was Paul Gauguin's profession? G-A-U-G-U-I-N-S.
Artist
is right.
You now have $100 and three more chances to make five.
$200?
$200?
What was Franz Hals's profession? H-A-L-S. You pronounce it Hals or Hals?
Hals, I think.
Hals, huh?
He was also an artist.
That's true. He was also an artist.
And you now have $300 and two more chances to make five.
$300?
This? Mahatma Gandhi was many things, but what was his actual profession originally?
He was a teacher of religion, or a teacher, let's say.
Well, not on this card. It says lawyer. There's a big difference between a lawyer and a teacher. If you want a divorce, you don't go to a teacher.
You still have $300.
But if you want to learn something, go to a lawyer.
And one more chance to make five.
Well, let's take this one right here. Looks like a good one.
$200?
$200?
What was Vasco de Balboa's profession?
Explorer.
Explorer is absolutely
and
correct.
You came in under the wire with $500, so we'll see you back here with a chance at running your earnings into $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000.
Congratulations. We'll see you later.
Thank you, sir.
That's French.
In just a moment, our second couple will join Groucho to play You Bet Your Life.
Bucharest, Belgrade, Ankara, Athens. Early in his career, NBC commentator Martin Agronsky developed a first-hand acquaintance with the trouble spots of the world. From his first radio reports on the Russo-Finnish upheaval more than 18 years ago, through his tour of duty as correspondent in the Balkans, with the British Army in Libya under Japanese guns in Singapore, and on RAF bombing raids over Italy, Martin Agronsky developed his gift for the acute and penetrating analysis of events that won for him the coveted George Foster Peabody Award for Radio Journalism. Martin Agronsky is typical of the top NBC newsmen who broadcast News on the Hour. This is Chet Huntley inviting you to be with us as the news breaks on News on the Hour, all day, every day, over most of these same NBC stations.
Groucho, we have a couple of special guests whom I invited to come down and talk to you. They're...
What do you mean by special guests? Aren't they all special?
I think you better judge for yourself, really. Linda Cooper and Frank Hernandez, would you come in your special way, please?
Welcome to You Betcha Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. Linda Cooper and Frank Hernandez. Glad to see you. Linda, I'll start with you. Where are you from?
Ukiah, California.
Are you married?
Yes, to a very wonderful man.
I'm Linda. I never ask a woman outright how old she is because I think it's rude. It isn't polite, so I'll be sneaky about it. How old were you when you first got married?
16.
And how long have you been married to this wonderful man who's made you so happy?
4 years.
Let's see, you were 16, you got married. You got a pencil on you? Oh, say, you must be about 20 years old, huh? See how easy it is to find out your age, Linda?
No, Groucho, I'm 34.
But it says 20 here.
This is my third husband.
Oh. You've been married to your present husband 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're 34 years old, and you've been married 3 times. Is that right so far?
No, Groucho, I've been married 4 times. This is my third husband.
You've been married 4 times? Linda, how could you have 3 husbands and still be married 4 times?
I married my third husband twice, my second husband twice. Groucho.
Well, do you have any children?
8 children.
8 children, mm-hmm. 3 husbands, 4 marriages, and you're 34. If life begins at 40, you've certainly got some interesting years ahead of you. Now, you must be Frank Hernandez, huh?
Yes, I am.
Do you approve of people getting married 4 times, Frank?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
Because I've been married 4 times myself.
Between the two of you, you've been married 8 times, huh? That's some sort of a record, even for this show. Where are you from?
I am from Carthage, New Mexico, but right now I live in El Centro at the 182 Oliver Street.
Oh. Do you have a job? You said the sacred word, Frank, which is street, so you just won 50 easy dollars. And you is 50 for you.
Thank you, Gretchen.
What kind of a job do you have, Frank?
I have my own cabaret and a big joint.
Would you give me that again? You had a ham on rye and a beer joint?
I have my own cabaret and a big joint.
Do you do anything else besides operate this beer joint?
Well, I got some business in Mexicali, Mexico. Selling lots and rent houses and collect rents. But 3 or 4 days in a week, another 3 or 4 days in the week, I come to El Centro and do the same thing, collect rents.
Uh-huh. You're a landlord, huh?
Well, it's part of it.
Uh-huh. What's the other part of it, then?
Well, singing and dancing.
Uh-huh. Now, Frank, you say you've been married 4 times, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, Linda's managed 8 children out of 4 marriages. How about you? How many children do you have around the house?
17.
Just a moment. You have 17 children?
Yes, sir.
Well, what else is new, Frank? 17 children. Is this all true, and they all live at your house?
Yes, from my first wife.
You mean there are more children?
Yes, sir.
Well, how many did you have by your third wife?
19.
Are you sure you haven't got a pencil on you?
Well, no, I lost it.
17 and 19. That's 36 children. Well, that's not bad for for third wives. 36 children. That makes 36 children for 2 marriages. This is true, Frank. Huh?
That's right.
I'm afraid to ask him about the other marriage. Frank, what is the total? How many children do you have altogether?
53.
This hasn't been an easy night for me. I mean, this is astonishing. Can you prove this, Frank?
Yes, I can prove it.
You can, huh? Okay, prove it. Name all 53 children. Or do you just brand them?
Well, Marina.
Marina.
Manion. Raul.
Raul, should you say?
Raul.
Raul.
Raul, yeah.
Raul?
Yeah. Cruz. Aurelio?
Haven't you got any ponchos?
Yes, I have 2 ponchos.
2 ponchos. Two ponchos, you know, equals one Linda in south of the Rio Grande. Never mind, Frank. This is only a half-hour show and 53 children. I'm exhausted. I'll take your word for the rest of it. Well, you're a remarkable people, and it's been an experience talking to you. You're a credit to the Mexican government. Are you an American citizen?
Yes, sir.
I suppose, yeah. I hope you both will. You're a credit to both countries. And to Canada, too. And a good section of Central and South America. And you can put part of Metal Europa in there, too. Okay, now let's play You Bet Your Life. George, what category have they chosen?
Food and cooking.
Well, would you explain the rules?
All right.
The idea is to win $500. And if you win $500, you get a chance at the big money later.
I hope.
And no matter how much you win, you keep.
That's what I was going
to
say.
These are the easiest. Well, look, I don't want to take your living out of your mouth.
You get four chances to earn the $500. If you do, you can come back later and run your winnings up into perhaps $10,000. And I think it'd be good if you could.
Are you happy now?
Yes.
What kind do you want first, Linda? Do you want an easy one or a hard one?
What do you want first?
Well, what do you think? Okay, let's take a blue one.
$200?
$200?
What is the principal ingredient of Hasenpfeffer?
Rabbit.
Rabbit is right.
You have $200. All you have to get is 300 more, and you'll have a chance at 10.
Pick one for Linda.
A pink one for girls this time.
This is $300 you're going for. This will do it if you get it.
What are hominy grits made of? H-O-M-I-N-Y.
Bacon hide. Pig hide.
After that, you'll have to hide, Linda. It's made out of corn.
Corn. Oh, yes.
Well, you still have your...
Well, you have two more chances to...
Win it up, get it up to five now.
500. You have 200 right now.
Come on.
Another pink one.
What is the French time used for coffee served with hot milk?
Coffee with hot milk.
Cafe au lait.
Well, you have one more question, one more chance. You have $200. You have to earn $500 to get a chance to come back.
Go for the big one, Frank.
Yes. Let's try another pink one, Frank. We just might get it.
What is the Italian word for appetizers? You know, the stuff they bring you. You know, what they bring you at the beginning of an Italian meal, all that stuff they bring, you know, the different
kinds.
Huh? Yeah, but what is the Italian word? In every Italian restaurant, they serve this before you get the spaghetti and the meatballs and Dino Martin and all that stuff.
Not minestrone.
I'm sorry. You should have known this. Antipasto.
Oh,
yeah. That's a shame. Well, you didn't earn your $500, so that means you won't be back for a chance at the big money.
Well, I got the secret word. Didn't they? You got the ticket,
yes,
right, and $200. Well, each got $150. That's not too bad. You're leaving me with some money, and good luck to your family and to your family. And all your husbands and wives.
Bye bye. We'll see if our first couple can bring their winnings up to $10,000 in just a moment.
If you throw paper in the street, you're a litter bug.
If you don't keep our beaches neat,
you're a litter bug. If you throw litter from your car,
a litter bug is what you are.
If you throw litter anywhere, street,
beach,
or in the air, you're a litter bug.
I'm Bill Holden, folks, and what I have to say is aimed at me as much as you. We live in a beautiful area, and it's up to us to keep it that way. Keep it clean. Let's face it, if we're not litter bugs, there won't be any litter. So let's work together to make our roads, parks, beaches, and streets the cleanest in the world. It's up to you and me.
If you throw paper in the street, you're a litter bug.
If you don't keep our beaches neat,
you're a litter bug. If you throw litter from your car,
a litter bug is what you are.
If you throw litter anywhere, street,
beach,
or in the air, you're a litter bug.
Pamela Jason and Harold Abbott won $500 in the quiz, Groucho, and so they get a chance at the big money. Would you come in, please?
Congratulations. You know, this year, if you win $500 or more in the quiz, you get a quiz, you get a chance to run your winnings for the night up to $2,000, $5,000, or even $10,000. Are you ready? You pick a number for $10,000.
You.
8.
3.
You picked 3 for $5,000.
Yes.
Well, if you hit on the other number, you'll win a total of $2,000. Now, give it a spin. That's a fair spin. Your numbers were 3 and 8, and it came on 7, so this question is worth $2,000 total, if you get it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Millions of Americans enjoy our national parks every summer. One of the most beautiful of these is Acadia National Park. For $2,000, in what state is Acadia National Park? What's the answer?
You Louisiana.
No, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, it's Maine. Sorry, miss, but under our new rules, you still have the $500 you won in the quiz. Congratulations, and thanks for being with us. We enjoyed having you.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure.
You Bet Your Life is transcribed in Hollywood. Produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenneman reminding you to tune in again next week, same time, same station, for the one, the only Groucho. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces around the world.
Melanie Kahane and Ben Grauer broadcast Decorating Wavelengths, designed to help you design a more beautiful home, tonight on most of these NBC stations.